There was strong debate at the Frontline Club this week when Google, newspaper publishers and online content creators came together to debate the relationship between the media search engine giant and the online world of news. We caught up with some of the speakers at the end of the panel discussion. Reflecting on the topic of the debate, is Google a friend or foe of newspaper publishers? Peter Barron, head of PR for Google UK and former editor of Newsnight, said times have changed.
I think the debate is moving on. I think the days of Google being a foe of the newspaper industry are starting to come to an end. We've made it very clear that we want to work with newspaper publishers, both in terms of getting greater traffic, getting engagement on the news sites, but also if they want to find a monetization platform, we're also willing to help explore that with them too.
Following the debate during the panel discussion over the value of Google's traffic, he added that although improvements can be made, there's significant value in the numbers.
Well, there has been a debate about whether chasing huge numbers of readers online is of value, and we perfectly accept that so far it has been difficult to monetize those readers, but nevertheless a British newspaper that's read by 25 million people around the world is surely of value to that newspaper.
But Matt Kelly, digital content director for Mirror Group Newspapers, disagreed. He said visitors from search engines such as Google will not care about the content, and that this sort of traffic cannot therefore be effectively monetized.
I prefer to have an audience that cares about the content it's reading. And we think that an audience that understands a brand and comes to it frequently and appreciates the content for a particular reason, or is recommended by a friend rather than a search engine, is a more valuable audience to us, because we can leverage it better with clients. Because the reason that that's true is that the client understands that that audience is more valuable. You know, these transient audiences that arrive from search engines and then disappear are of little value, and the truth of that is that it's being borne out by the collapsing CPM rate.
He added that recommendations such as those through Twitter are click-throughs of a much higher value.
I'd rather have somebody arrive at my website because their mate has said, you should check this out, it's great.
Is it not with Twitter, though, that you could come across that by accident because it flashes up in the side of your screen, whereas with Google, you might actually go onto Google News and search for the news on a certain topic?
Yeah, but I think if you're... I mean, look, none of this is black and white. But generally speaking, and this is true, is that an audience that comes to you from Google is less likely to stay and value the content than an audience that comes either because they typed in your URL or because they read something in a newspaper and went and followed it up online, or they were recommended by a friend or other social media. That's a much more engaging experience, and that's a fact.
In order to build a better digital future, news organisations may need to reorganise their priorities, according to fellow panel member and freelance journalist Peter Kerwin.
So at the moment you have a situation in which large media organisations are very dependent for profits, very dependent for revenues on old media. So that shapes the priorities. So if you want to adopt a web-centric view of media, it's extremely difficult to do so when you have this rather large profit centre called print sitting around. And essentially for the last decade and a half, what we've seen inside large media organisations, endless turf wars, endless political battles, which tend not to be mentioned in polite forums like this, but which actually define the speed at which big media is moving towards the future largely. Of course, the other issue here is, what do shareholders want? Well, it's pretty clear what shareholders want. Shareholders want minimal risk, and they want the maximisation of profits from existing assets. And I think there's a very, very strong inherent conservative bias in both of those problems: political conflict internally and shareholder desire for low risk. And I think, pretty generally, that's a problem for big media.
He added that while the relationship carries mutual benefits, financial issues continue to hold newspaper publishers back.
The whole premise, the whole question, is Google a friend, is it a foe of the news business, is a busted flush. It's a question we probably could have asked profitably 5 years ago. I think now Google recognises quite clearly, overtly, publicly, its reliance on content creators. I think those content creators are really extraordinarily interested in what they can extract from Google in terms of engineering know-how. There's the basis for collaboration there. Of course, the question is, who takes the lion's share of profits generated inside this digital enclave that we've seen developing over the last 10 years? And that question is not entirely settled, I think.